Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
My daughter came to me one day several years ago and she said, "Dad, I want to ask you a question." She said, "I'm not asking your permission, I'm asking for your blessing." And she told me about an apartment she wanted to move into. And I turned and I hugged her and I said to her, I said, you have developed my attitude and my ideology because you were skillful enough to ask for the thing that I had to give you. She said, "I'm not asking for your permission," because I would have told her no. But she said, "I'm asking for your blessing." And I could not hold that back. That's how it is with God. You come to God and ask God for some things, he'll tell you no, but he'll bless you in the no. While you're going through things that he may not want you to go through or may not want you to have, he'll provide covering and blessing until you come to yourself and come back home. If you remember the metaphor there with the prodigal son is that the father of the prodigal son would be tantamount to God. And it's saying that God will bless you and God will do things for you and you can choose to take those blessings and go to a far country and live a life that destroys you, but the Father is still willing to forgive you and bring you back to wholesome relationship. God can stop us from going anywhere or doing anything, but he opts not to because he knows of his ability to fish you back into the boat. God knows that you'll hit that wall and turn like the prodigal and come to yourself and say, "I shouldn't be living like this. I should be." Why? Why does these things happen? Because God saved you, not in the natural, but in the supernatural. This is the reason why the devil cannot take you, because your salvation is not natural. It is not fleshly. It has nothing to do with your emotions. It has nothing to do with your feelings. It is by faith. And faith is the primary operative for the supernatural realm of God. But we don't know how to function in the supernatural realm. We do not know how to function in it. And that's why our level of frustration increases. Jesus says in John 10, "The thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy." That's why he comes. So he comes to steal your mind, steal your thoughts. He comes to steal your supernatural connection. He tries to get you to focus on the immediacy of your situation rather than the future deliverance that God has promised you. From the pages of the Holy Scripture, you find Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego confronted by an immediate fleshly problem. If we do not bow, the king has promised to burn us. But they looked beyond the right now issue, and they determined that we are not going to bow because they evaluated the fact that God was able to deliver them. That was the Pentecostal side of them. God is able. But they were also Presbyterian because they said, "Just in case he doesn't, we ain't bowing down." See, Pentecostals will say, "God's going to deliver us." And then if he doesn't, we say, "Oh, must be something wrong with my faith." But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, if he does not deliver us, then we still will not bow down. Why? Because we know that the supernatural, eternal answer is to stay true to God. Don't give up on God because it looks like the situation is overwhelming. Hold on to the principle that you know works. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. He says he comes to steal and to kill. Yes, he does come to kill physically. He's behind the murderous spirit that is going through our world. The devil is behind it. Every homicide, Satan is behind it. I am not sure that there's a murderous demon, but I do believe there's a murderous spirit. And the spirit travels around trying to find people who are susceptible to it. Now, people with murderous spirits usually start with backbiting and gossiping. You see, before your actions work out, your speech must precede it. Gossiping, backbiting, and all that other stuff, that's a form of murder. And the Bible says, no murderer shall have eternal life. You see, when we grow beyond the need to judge others, then we can experience joy. You see, you don't know the other person's story. A person may come into church one day, and they may have on clothes that are not representative of our Pentecostal faith. Immediately, the Pharisee in us wants to accost them about their clothing and begin to tell them that their clothing is inappropriate for worship. But what you don't know is that their house burned down and all they had left was what was on them, and they had the presence of mind to push past that temporary loss and come to church. And instead of being met with, "I'm glad to see you, it's good to have you here," they are met with, "Your clothes are improper." But they're saying, "God saved me from a burning building." What you ought to say is, "Let me take you to the store and buy you some new clothes." Because you don't know, that might be all they have left. Now he says he comes to kill, and then he says he comes to destroy. I love this description of Jesus telling us that the thief comes to destroy. Notice what's missing in the verbiage. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. John 10:10. He does not say he comes to break or damage. He comes to obliterate, to annihilate. He comes to leave you no pieces to reconstruct. When the devil is finished, there's nothing left, because he comes to destroy. Many of us seated here today have been subjected to the destruction of the devil. And had it not been for the indwelling Christ, you would either be dead or physically incapacitated. The devil comes to destroy your health by planting cancerous cells. The devil comes to destroy your life by messing with your mind, robbing you of sanity, turning you into psychotic individuals who can't even tell right from wrong. He comes to mess with your spirit, to make you think you're the only one right. He comes to rob you of vision. And when you can't see further than yourself, you have no vision. And Paul addresses this situation over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, the love chapter, love doctor. He says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Something happened to me yesterday that I never thought would happen. That is a revelation of the fact that I am getting older. I'll be 31, but I am getting older. Now understand, this thing that happened to me, I never thought it would happen. I never thought that this particular emotional response or this particular mental response would ever come my way. I never thought this. Never thought this. You all know of my affection and my affinity towards MASH. I enjoyed the camaraderie that I saw among all the members of the 4077, particularly when attention, choppers arriving, and everybody, no matter what they were doing, even Corporal Klinger, who trying to get out of the service on a Section 8 would stop being a Section 8 person to grab hold of the wounded. He put aside his own personal desire to promote the goal of the MASH. And I had some time, so I sat and I put on MASH. I just felt like laughing, and I put on MASH. And I got through this episode. And towards the middle of the episode, I became numb. I began to judge Hawkeye. I said, how dare you curse the United States government? How dare you have such a cavalier attitude about war? I looked at Henry Blake and saw that he was an incompetent commander, and I was angry. I said, you ought to just resign. The innocence of Radar was now being accosted because the Greeks, they had some soldiers in the hospital, and the Greek commander said, we're going to send a Greek feast. And part of the Greek feast was a lamb, because Greeks like lamb. And the lamb was to be killed and fed to the Greeks. Well, Radar released the lamb and had Colonel Blake sign a paper for Private Charles Lamb so he can be sent back to the States. And I sat there and said, you idiot, you just took the food away from the Greeks. The distaste that I felt was indicative of the fact that I was growing. And I was no longer looking at it through the eyes of a person who could laugh at this foolishness. But now I was looking at it through rationalization, which is what you should not do for a situation comedy. But I was looking at it through rationalization, and I began to disconnect. You see, there are things in your life that you used to hold on to, but as you grow and the more you hear the word of God, you are going to let it go, and you won't help yourself. You have to stop certain things because you are older.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Join your Bethel family for the Power of God Revival 2017. Wednesday, October 25th through Friday, October 27th, 7 p.m. nightly at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come fellowship with us as our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. delivers an impactful word from God each night. We'll also be led in praise and worship by a powerful music ministry. Prayer precedes each service at 6 p.m. So come out so you can tap into the power of God.